Welcome to a bonus episode of the Buyer's Desk podcast. I'm Angela Bozo, here with my colleague,
Jim Alton.
And we're coming at you semi-live from Expo West.
We took the Buyer's Desk on the road out to Anaheim for a week and put plenty of miles on our shoes, walking the floors, halls, arenas, basements, skyways, and back patios of larger Expo West megaverse to interview tons of great brand owners, founders, and major players in the natural food industry.
Enjoy.
Hey, Infra, this is Jim Olson checking in from the Expo West 2024. We're down in the basement of Hot Products. I am here with a very, very special guest today. I have Seth Goldman from Eat the Change. Seth, how are you today?
I'm really good. Hi, Infra. Love you guys.
And we love you back. Let me tell you, there was a lot of happy faces and excitement when we heard that you came back into the industry.
You know, we were heartbroken when Honest Tea was discontinued. It was something, a brand we all love. We put so much into building it. And for a week, we were just plain sad. And then after that week, we were kind of inspired, like, wait a minute, this means we get to do it again. We get to rebuild all those relationships with all these communities that we care so much about, and the consumer and communities, including the infra community. And so it's actually been a gift, a really joyful gift that as we keep expanding and innovating, it's just been really fun.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, you are a great representation of what the industry can be, the type of brands that infra members love to support. And I know there was to kind of run back and re-embrace you all over again.
Which we so appreciate. And by the way, I mean, the reason we were able to work so quickly last year, the scale, is because we had partners who we knew had our back, and the expansion just happened so quickly. We say it wasn't really a startup, it was a jump start.
There you go. Yeah, it was what 3 months? And you
3 months, right back into it, and just all, we sort of knew who our friends were, and we went right to them.
Absolutely. And you're moving so fast. You got bottles, and now you got cans.
The cans is a really exciting opportunity for two reasons. First of all the cans, the tea for the cans is all sourced from our partners in Mozambique, which is a really high economic need community. And we have the opportunity to really invest back through our fair trade partnership into especially focus on healthcare where there's a real need. And then the other reason cans are exciting was that 50% of the tea sold in grocery is multi-pack, and we never had been in that part. From now, with our cans, we can sell 4-packs, which are beautiful, and let people enjoy more tea more on more occasions.
Now, the tea category has started to really expand out. You know, a lot more natural flavors. Yapan tea is coming up. I've seen a couple brands here with that. Milk tea over from kind of Southeast Asia is coming through. What excites you about this category overall?
For me, it's really about the pure tea. So green tea, black tea grown in high out at really pristine places, organic and fair trade. It's a very clean and clear taste, and then just delicious light notes, what we call just sweet enough. And we think there's a long way to go with that core product, which for so long hasn't been done the right way.
Sure, absolutely. Now, I imagine you are no stranger to expos.
Yes.
And we're kind of...
I think this is my 25th.
Wow, yeah. That's
we'll have to count that year when everything shut down, but I was here, so I count that one.
Yeah, well, I'm 23 behind you, so I'll see if I can catch up. But what excites you most looking forward to the rest of this week?
It's so new for us, especially with the cans, to be reaching new audiences, people who, maybe for our glass, weren't aware of us. I mean, we're still really new last year, we just got started. And so there's a lot of existing customers we're just starting to connect with. I think for us, the other thing about the cans is it gives us the chance to reach new places, whether it's certain food service places or certain vending places where people hadn't been exposed to what we're doing. And so one of the terms we always use is democratizing organic and fair trade. And we think the cans will help us do that.
Love that. Well, I won't keep you. I know it's a very busy show. We've got a lot of hands to shake and smiles to give out.
But samples to pour.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much for your time. It was wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
This is Angela on the Expo West show floor. I'm here with Christy Goldsby, founder of Honey Mamas. How's it going today?
It's going amazing.
It has been so much fun to watch your brand grow. Would you tell me 12 years?
This is my 12th year, absolutely, yes.
So would you just give our listeners, like, I'm sure you've given the pitch a million times at the show, but do you mind just doing it one more time?
Absolutely. So I launched in 2013 at the Portland Farmers Market, and I launched because I really wanted to take what I knew and loved so well, which is food and delicious, like home good, baked bakery style food, brownies, cakes, cupcakes, you name it, and actually bring that to the consumers with this wonderful element of having something that is gluten-free, allergen-free, makes you feel amazing, super nutrient-rich, and actually is healing and not depleting at all, but do that in the form of comfort food. So that really is what I set out to do, was to kind of take comfort food treats and turn them into something that is more like food as medicine and spread the good word about it. And that's really what brings me every single day, you know, I get up for and go to sleep feeling good about, and that's what we're doing. It's really, really fun, and I'm so glad it's a chocolate product because it's so much fun to sell chocolate.
Yes! I have a couple of major associations with your line, but one of them was like early coconut oil pioneer.
Yeah, absolutely. Coconut oil is an amazing fat, and that's the reason that we're in the refrigerator is because we use coconut oil. And I have always leaned into coconut oil and not away from coconut oil just because of that fact. It is like, does not stay in your body, your brain, or it does, your body burns it essentially. So it doesn't like stores fat in your body. Your brain loves it. It is 100% healing oil. I like when I'm actually making new recipes and just playing with new stuff in the kitchen, if I ever have extra coconut oil, it's just like whatever on the counter, I will literally just rub it into my hands as like a moisturizer. It's a superfood ingredient that is the huge part of the texture of the bar that combined with the honey gives it this like incredible fudgy luscious really that sets us apart from other chocolate bars certainly and other any bars at all.
Absolutely. You really taught me about the importance of emulsification in chocolate products in general and how like please stay in the refrigerator. It works so well. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Oh man, we are just launching this peanut butter flavor called Inspired by Peanut Butter Cup. It's chocolate and peanut butter and honey, and I cannot get enough of it. I'm super excited about the launch, and we have a very fun little chocolate drizzle on top that makes it extra fun and indulgent looking, and so I couldn't be happier about it. And just thank you for all of the incredible support all these years, and we love Infra.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. Very easy partnership to want to hold on to and sustain. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.
Hey, Infra, this is Jim Olson again on the Expo West show floor down in the hot products area. I'm here with Kind and Lindsay Philpott. How are you doing today, Lindsay?
I'm good. I feel like things are starting to get busy here at Expo West.
Yeah, it's picking up. I was upstairs for a minute and I thought it was going to be calm crowds, and I came down here and it's a different
level. There's a lot of people here today. Very exciting, really exciting. The energy's great.
Yeah, I love it. I was walking by and I saw you have a nice big booth here, and what caught my eye, talking about regenerative agriculture.
Yeah.
Now that's a big thing that Spin's been noticing. You know, regenerative organic certified has been a very big certification past year.
Totally.
It's very exciting to see a big brand like Kind embrace it. Tell me a bit about what Kind's interests are in regenerative.
Yeah, of course. So the Kind Almond Acres Initiative is our pilot project when it comes to regenerative agriculture. When Kind thinks about sustainability, we kind of think about it in three buckets. We think of how do we sustainably source our ingredients? How do we make sure our packaging is sustainable or recyclable or designed for recyclability in the future? And how are we making sure that we're lowering and reducing our emissions? So the Kind Almond Acres does a little bit of both, right? Helping to reduce our emissions while also working to sustainably source our ingredients. And what the Kind Almond Acres initiative is, it's a 3-year, 500-acre pilot project with one of our suppliers, OFI, where we're testing 5 practices. Some of them are regenerative, some of them are more modern technology, and where we're working with them to kind of find the best way to scale regenerative across through the almond industry.
That's wonderful. Tell me a bit more about the packaging innovations you're working on.
Yeah, so we're right now, last year we tested a paper-based wrapper on our e-commerce site. So we use that to kind of see if that's the direction we want to move forward in. And we're still actively pursuing a paper wrapper test. But in the meantime, we're also moving towards a wrapper that is designed for circularity. And hopefully that will be implemented through 2024 and in 2025.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
It's been so fun to see the different ways of people realizing not just kind of protect the environment, but also actively supporting it too.
Absolutely. And I think that's why we think it's so important. We're also really focused on supporting the next generation of sustainable advocates, So as part of the Kind Almond Acres initiative, we have a scholarship with UC Merced for 8 of their students who are interested in pursuing sustainable agriculture as a career to support their education and the future, making sure that we're working towards the future of what regenerative and sustainable agriculture looks like.
I love that. Yeah, kind of pass the baton off and say, you know, this is, you know, one and done.
Yes.
It's for the next generation, hopefully them after.
Yeah. And the more that we can support, I think the better. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Anything else that you'd like in for membership to know about KIND and your efforts towards sustainability and regeneration?
Yeah, it's one of our key priorities here, and I think everything that KIND does is grounded in sustainability. So there's going to be a lot more in the future. Our two big goals right now when it comes to sustainably sourcing our ingredients is that 100% of our almonds will be grown from regenerative farmland by 2030.
Oh, wow.
On a mass balance basis. And then 100% of our almonds will be grown from bee-friendly farmland on a mass balance basis by 2025. So we're also working on what the certification, a third-party certification or third-party verification looks like for on-pack bee-friendly claim. We're working with pollinator partnerships on that to try to bring that to point of purchase for our consumers so they know the products that they're buying are made with bee-friendly practices.
That's wonderful. I love that, you know, those goals you mentioned are immediate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 2050, 2060.
Yes.
It's like, hey, we're trying to do this right now. I appreciate the immediacy of that.
Yes, absolutely. I think that was the biggest one for us. Like, what can we scale? What can we scale and what can be immediately? What can we scale in the future? And then what's immediately scalable?
Yeah.
And we're really focusing on that immediately scalable part because we really do think that that makes a difference. So that's what we're investing in right now.
I love that. Well, congratulations. I'm so excited for this program for you. Congrats on living up to the name of the brand name.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful show.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
You as well. All right, Infra, here once again, Jim Olson on the Expo West show floor. I am here with Mixers up in the Hot Products, level 200 with Cody Sanders. Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so great. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Could you tell our listeners who are familiar with your product a little bit about it?
About Mixers. Well, Mixers is a supplement company that is formulated for women to support us through every stage of our life. So from our first period to our last period and beyond. And it's in a drink formula, which makes it so that your body's better able to absorb the nutrients that we're providing. And it's fun. And so it makes it so you're more likely to get these nutrients into your body. So you really nourish, especially your hormone system, so that your body can function optimally the way it's designed to. And so you don't have to suffer with a lot of symptoms that are associated with hormone imbalance.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
My wife is adamantly against pills and capsules. She'll do anything else, gummies, powders, you name it, but does not like swallowing a simple pill. So I think this fits a good need.
Yeah, you know, it's been a need for a long time. A lot of women that have been suffering, I think they think that just goes along with being a woman. And a lot of the solutions that they have been provided have been a pharmaceutical, kind of a more symptom approach. And so the number one root cause of hormone imbalance is nutrient deficiency. So we like to address their symptoms as a root cause approach instead. So we're going after the root and providing, like I said before, those key nutrients. We're also supporting the stress system and the detoxification pathways, kind of giving a holistic, you know, approach to their health, especially their hormone health.
That's great. One thing that Spins has been tracking over the past year into the 2024 is women's health has been more holistically approached.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, well, let's care for if you have a baby and then otherwise who cares about your life. It's
right.
Recognizing that women are human beings with, you know, needs at youth, at teen, at mid-adult, at midlife, and so on. What's it feel like for Mixers to kind of be right in the mix of that new, hopefully, awakening, word, in the industry?
Yeah, well, I've actually been in the industry for 30 years. And so that was why we started Mixers, because there was so much lack of education and research done on women's health. Women were being treated just like we were little men. And our bodies are different, you know? And so we assimilate things. We're showing symptoms differently than men do. And so it's awesome to see that finally there's some products that are out there. We were first to market to provide a supplement that specifically addressed hormone imbalance. And since then, we just launched it's almost 5 years ago now, but it's grown and people are talking about it more, talking about women's periods or their libido or menopause. No longer is as taboo as it once was. And so that makes me so happy and I'm fired up and passionate because women's health is everything. You know, if you have a healthy woman, she can change the world.
Absolutely. Love that. Yeah, I was very impressed. I saw your sell sheet. I saw all the different aspects that you help address, sleep, focus, so many more, libido, as you mentioned, like so many options. It's not just, like I said, not just you have a baby or you don't have a baby and then you're invisible to the rest of the industry.
Yeah, we're here to support a woman through her entire journey as a woman. So through every age and stage of her life.
Love that. What else are you trying to, hoping to get out of Expo West this year?
Well, we just love being here, first of all. It's been fun. We love also just kind of becoming more, a little more brand awareness and meeting a lot of like-minded people who are health experts, who are in this space, and talking to different buyers and, you know, retailers so that we can have a little more geographical expansion. So that's our big goal for this upcoming year.
Well, wonderful. Well, I will keep you a very busy booth here. I'll let you get back to shaking some hands, but thanks, Cody, for your time today.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the great show.
Thank you for stopping by.
What's up? It's Angela Bozo on the Expo West show floor. I'm here with Max, co-founder of Odyssey Mushroom Elixirs. How's it going today?
It's going fantastic, Angela. We are so excited to be here. So, yeah, thank you for having us. Awesome.
Do you, like, I know you've done it a million times today, but maybe you could give our listeners just a little bit of your pitch?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, guys, we are Odyssey, and we do something really innovative and different in the energy space. We utilize lion's mane and cordyceps for brain function, cognition, focus, clarity, gut health. Our line, we have various different levels of caffeine, high caffeine, low caffeine, or no caffeine. We want to have a product for everyone, and we want to do right by our customers. Give them ingredients that are smart, smart formulas, better for you products. And that's why we use real fruit juice, monk fruit, no added sugar, no sucralose, because we're trying to help our customers and help them feel good.
Well, and you helped me personally today, give me a fabulous sample of the pineapple skew before we started this interview. So, and you didn't tell me to say this, but it really was fantastic. I'm feeling already great. tell me a little bit about your experience at Expo West.
Yeah, so this is our third year at Expo West, and it's our first year outside of the new product hall. And so we're here with you know, the rest of the industry and the group and so many amazing people, so many people that love our brand and really give us a lot of credit for helping make this movement of mushrooms and do something new, you know, and different in the space and not kind of act like your average beverage company, because we're not, and we're bringing something new to the table.
Well, and I love this, right? Just speaking to you as like the grocery nerd that I am, you've taken the energy market, the beverage market, and the mushroom market and putting them all together in one like really well-designed can. Like, very, very impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my job here is to make sure it's available to everybody, get it out to a store near you, and keep the ball rolling with Infra.
Love this, Max. Thank you so much for your time today. When we told you we were going to bother you on our podcast, was there anything you wanted to make sure that you said today that we didn't talk about?
You guys never bother me. I am just delighted to be here and just ecstatic to have you in front of me with this podcast. So we're good. Come check us out. You'll be seeing a lot of us in Odyssey, and we're going to go do what we do best.
I love that. Thank you so much. This is Angela on the Expo West show floor. I'm here with Mark Sasson, founder of Primal Kitchen. How's it going today, Mark?
It's going amazing. It always goes amazing here when I get to meet people like you.
People that come by your booth and are such a fangirl. So you want to just give me a little bit of the elevator pitch you're doing today?
Well, today, you know, we've been around for 8 years now, and we have, so I think, revolutionized the concept of better-for-you foods, right, with the best ingredients choices. We have over 70 products in the lineup right now, from sauces and dressings and toppings. And we're introducing at the show these new dipping sauces, which are just killer. Like, I think we knocked it out of the park. Everybody's raving about the flavors. This is what we call drive-through flavor with real food ingredients, right? So this is a chicken dipping sauce, right? We've got a special sauce for burgers and fries and things like that. We've got an avocado lime for Mexican food, whatever, and then a yum-yum sauce.
Okay.
So
I came here to tell you, really, that the number one thing I've heard about from peers on the show floor was your yum-yum sauce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love it.
Like, it is the buzz I have heard on the floor.
Right, and as I say, they come in individual serving sizes.
I love this so much.
Not really, but I mean, they're so good that you'll be tempted to use more than, you know, you thought was possible. But this was the philosophy I had from day one about Primal Kitchen, was we want to make things that you put on food to make your food taste better, to make your healthy food taste better. And the idea was the more you put on, the better it becomes for you.
Heck yeah. I mean, you guys were early pioneers with avocado oil as a critical ingredient. I just watching your trajectory and 70 SKUs growth, I just thank you for everything.
No, thank you for being a fan.
Absolutely. Yep. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, just stay healthy and enjoy life.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right. What's up, Infra? I am here on the expo show floor. We're up in the hot products once again, here with one of my personal favorite brands, Three Spirits, with Mita and Tatiana. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. Today is a lot less busy than yesterday in a good way. No, but it's a great show. We're so happy to be back.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you guys again. I discovered you myself last year downstairs in Hot Products. Wonderful to see you back. You probably had a pretty good year with the big expansion and growth nonstop of the non-alcoholic space. Does that hold up true?
Yes, absolutely. We've actually like doubled our door count. We've doubled in wholesale over the past 2 years. We're so excited to see all these retailers that are interested in building sets around the NA space now. And they're popping up everywhere, right? Like, you know, we have distribution in a few states, but we're really excited because we're about to go into KE as well. And so we'd love to speak with all the Infra members about our sets and the
product. I mean, Spin's a big fan of KE, Infra's a big fan of KE, so I think there'll be a lot of folks listening to be very excited to know that they'll be able to get their hands on your cottage very soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, and just to tell you a little more about it, our products are botanical elixirs designed to suit your mood and occasion. They have adaptogens and nootropics. So including one has the lion's mane mushroom, which is everybody loves these days. So we're really, really excited about it.
Yeah, I also think, you know, as a non-alc brand, we're built from direct to consumer. So we have customers all over the U.S. just kind of ready to buy us in a store because as great as it is shipping, it costs money, takes time. And so everyone's kind of ready to go and find us in their local store, which is awesome.
Now, as this space starts to get more crowded and more popular, you know, you've been around for a bit. You got some great presence in America, great presence overseas. What would you say it sets you apart from some other folks coming into space brand new?
So I think our liquids are pretty phenomenal. They're made with some of the best bartenders in the world and some great plant scientists. Dash, who I'm married to, our co-founder, like he's a real stickler for quality. He is very anti-sweeteners, anything artificial. And I think just the way we've made our liquids is that there are things that haven't come to market because they weren't quite good enough. And so we aim high. And I think that's why you'll find us in some of the best bars in the world because of, you know, cocktails and mixologists also really agree with that as well. So I'd say quality and then efficacy. The nightcap's our best seller because it really does help people chill and unwind at the end of the day, as I think you well know. And so I think if something really does a job for you, you're going to like bring it into your everyday, you know, part of your new ritual.
And I think because also we're not imitating or creating an analog of a gin or a whiskey or a rum, I think it's important for people to try our products. That's really key. But I think when people do, there's like this penny drop moment because people are like, wow, this is not like anything I would expect. This is absolutely delicious. And then on top of that, as Tati said, if it's efficacious, it's just even more of a win.
Fully agreed. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. As mentioned, of the nightcap, done a couple non-alcoholic months, and those would be a nice end of day and a weekend kind of situation. It's the right spot.
And I add, yeah, people that they say it feels like a treat and special. But I think often when you're not having something, it doesn't always feel like so special. Maybe a really nice whiskey. It's like if you can still feel a little bit indulgent but healthier, then that's the way for us to go.
Absolutely. Well, I won't keep you. You got a very busy booth here, but congratulations on the success so far. Congratulations on your Katie upcoming fun news, and I wish you best of luck for the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for listening. I know I speak for myself and Angela saying we had so much fun with all those great interviews, including all those very intelligent, forward-thinking people. For me, it just really helps rejuvenate my love of natural food space and what Infra and so many others are doing to push this movement forward.
I love that. I had a great time on the floor as well. I did not lack enthusiasm in a single one of those interviews. And I also hope that everyone enjoyed. Have a great rest of your day.